As you'll have already gathered, one of the main skills to develop to become good at anchoring is state elicitation, so let's turn to page 2 and look at the process of actually eliciting a state in a client. The most intense states are naturally occurring states. That's a state which you don't bring up deliberately. Something happens whilst you're working with a client and they go into a particular state. You see it. When you see that happen, always anchor it, because naturally occurring states are always the most intense. The next most intense are vividly remembered, associated, specific memories. The next most intense would be memories from the past, but not specific memories. Like some people say, well, I can't remember a specific time I felt totally motivated, but I can remember general times when I felt motivated. That will never be as intense as a memory which is a specific memory, a specific time. Then the least most effective states will be those which are imagined in the future. As in, somebody says, no, I haven't been motivated in the past, and I can imagine what it would feel like if I were to feel motivated. Those are the least preferred. So the most preferred for anchoring would be the first two, naturally occurring states, which require you to get your timing right and have your sensory acuity on the client, and vividly recalled specific associated memories in the past. And the process on the top of page 2 is how we actually elicit those. So firstly, we need to get into rapport with the client. Then you, as the practitioner, need to go into the desired state yourself. So if you're eliciting motivation from your client, you need to go into the state of motivation before you ask the client to go into the state. Here's the reason for that. Firstly, it's a pace and a lead. As you remember from the CD on rapport, when you're in rapport with someone and then you change state, they'll go with you. So you just going into a state of motivation will have them begin to go into motivation too. It also gives people permission to go into intense positive states. I don't know why, but in our culture it seems to be totally okay to be in an unresourceful state, but it's not particularly seen as cool to be in an intense positive state. So by you going into a heightened state of motivation, a heightened state of confidence, a heightened state of feeling powerful, it gives the client permission to do the same thing when they're around you. Also, all memory is state dependent. So the memories are held in the state that the person was experiencing at the time. So if we're talking about memories of a time when you felt totally powerful, the client will most easily recall those memories from the past when they felt powerful, when they're feeling powerful. If they're feeling completely useless and unresourceful, it's difficult for them to remember events in the past when they were powerful. So by getting into rapport and going into the state you want them to go into before going through the elicitation script, puts them into the state where they'll find it most easy to remember the times that you want them to remember. Then you say to the client, can you remember a time in the past when you were totally whatever the state is you want to elicit? Can you remember a specific time? Now look at the client and notice when you see them remember a specific time in the past where they felt that way. You may well begin to see the state come up immediately at that moment in time. So that would be the time to apply the anchor. You can apply the anchor at any point in time during the script. I've seen some people when they're doing anchoring and they think they can only apply the anchor after they finish the script. No! Apply the anchor as soon as you see the state coming up. So once they've got a specific time, you then say, as you go back to that time now, go right back to that time, float down into your body and see what you saw, hear what you heard, notice what you noticed, and really feel the feelings of being totally motivated, powerful, loved, confident, energized, whatever it is that you're actually going for. And again, as you remember from the second critical factor of timing, you want to keep that anchor applied until you see the state just come off the peak and then you release it. That's how you go about eliciting a single state for creating an anchor.